What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, and welcome back to Laying the Points with Farley Betts. Had to take a little pause for the cause the past week or two, right? Because we're in the process of moving here. We are fully moved in. It's a new environment. It's new lighting. It's new me. It's a new Farley Betts, but it's the same old show, Laying the Points with Farley Betts. And like we've stated on previous shows and podcasts the past few weeks, for the rest of the NBA season, we'll be doing very short shows, short podcasts, giving out some free picks and leans when I'm not on another show during the day. And of course, I'll have some write-ups at sportswagers.ca. Also, check out sportswagers.live, wagers.live, domestic American books. In the past, we just had books that were around in Canada because the site is ran by a Canadian owner. Now, sportswagers.live has domestic sports books and bonuses that we offer over there for you, along with, of course, free picks every single day for free. Don't have to pay. Long form writing and free picks every day at sportswagers.live. And my name is Chris R. Farley, if you don't know, aka Farley Betts here on Twitter and Instagram. You can check me out on Instagram. It's pretty much the same thing that I put out here on Twitter. Maybe some pictures, of the family here and there. And now we're back. It's Friday, baby. It's Friday, May 3rd. We got two NBA playoff games, and we're coming off a 1-1 day. Disappointed with the under last night in the Knicks and 76ers game. Boy, they shot amazingly well for an elimination game, game six. From three-point land, they were both, what, over 45% or 44%, something like that. Listen, I'm going to take that bet 9 times out of 10 and expect that they're not going to shoot that well from beyond the arc. That's how it goes sometimes. That one went way over. We had the under in that one. Still a 1-1 night, so not that bad. But I think we're going to do better here today. Follow me at Farley Betts. Like I said, professional bettor for the last 5 years. Circa winner in 2021. And over 110 units in the NBA over the past four seasons. Okay, the first game of the day. The Cleveland Cavaliers at the Orlando Magic. Cleveland surging ahead in the fourth quarter after really the Magic kind of controlled quarters two through four, and they were in the lead in game five in the fourth quarter for most of that quarter. But then Cleveland kind of surging at the end, taking over, and Orlando finds themselves back at home down 2-3 in this series. Now, on the one hand, we know that the Orlando Magic play better offensively at home, right? 121 points and 112 points in two home games in this series. Their offensive efficiency marks, their tempo marks go up when they're at home. And of course, it's a team of young players, right? These are young guys, probably nervous, you know, probably a little overwhelmed by the pressure of the postseason because they have never been here before, right? Now, the Cleveland Cavaliers sort of in the same boat, but they're kind of like the Magic one or two seasons ago, right? Or I'm sorry, the Magic are sort of like the Cavs one or two seasons ago. Cavaliers a little more experienced. They did go to the playoffs last year. They were quickly booted out of the playoffs, but at least they have experience behind them. And I think they're going to turn to Donovan Mitchell in this game tonight. Now, I'm not going to say all my official bets on this show. You're probably going to be able to gather which sides I like and some of my leans. I will say some official picks, but look for my free picks to be given out at Sports Wagers and here on Twitter later today. That being said, you know, we might expect the Orlando Magic to come back in this game to answer the call. I do think that that happens, but Donovan Mitchell is the most experienced veteran on the Cavs. He's obviously their leading scorer most of the time. Now, he hasn't fared that well when he's been in Orlando this season. Two games, 47 points at Orlando during the regular season, and then two games and what, like 30 points or so, and two games at Orlando in this playoff series. So Donovan Mitchell, not as good on the road in this series. However, this is an elimination game potentially, right? The Cavaliers can level up. They can go to the next round and they can boot Orlando in their home arena. And we know that Orlando, like I said, plays better offensively. So I think the Cavaliers, who were awful, just awful in two games at Orlando, especially on offense, really on offense and defense, but they couldn't produce anything. I think what, like 72 points in two games at Orlando. Expect the Magic to look a lot better in game six tonight. Expect the Cavs to look a lot better in game six tonight. And I think they do turn towards Donovan Mitchell to lead them. His point prop is 24.5 to 25.5. You can get a, maybe it's FanDuel. I'm sorry if I don't have that right in front of me, but one of those two has over 25.5 for either plus money or for almost plus money. I like that bet for Donovan Mitchell. He's not afraid of these spots. You know, he's going to attack. And obviously he let down in two other games at Orlando in this series. So expect some regression from him. I think his point prop goes over. I also think that this game probably goes over, right? I'm not teeter-tottering because of the game last night between the 76ers and the Knicks, but it is worth noting that along with the Magic being better offensively at home and the Cavs probably wanting to be much better at Orlando in this upcoming game because of how bad they were in two previous games, we can expect positive offensive regression from both teams at Orlando, but also in these elimination games. And I think the Cavaliers might just knock out the Magic tonight. In these elimination type games, right? What do we see? A lot of free throws in the fourth quarter, both offenses pushing the pace, attack mode. Now, I don't know if they're going to be as proficient from beyond the arc as the 76ers and the Knicks were last night, but I do think this one goes just slightly over 200 points. I have it at 206. So I would look at the over tonight. I would look at the Cavs. I think plus four is a little too much. I mean, I think when the Cavs show up and focus, which you would have thought they would have in game three and four, but they were just a little off their game. Now with a chance at eliminating the Orlando Magic, I think the Cavs do show up. I do think they're the better team. They're obviously the more experienced team at this juncture. So look for the Cavs to play well tonight. Look for the offenses to play well. Defenses too. But I think this is at 200 or 199 for a reason, right? We could see a much lower total, judging by how these two defenses have played in the series in certain segments of these games. But I think we're going to see a faster-paced game tonight when the urgency is at hand. Donovan Mitchell over in his points, over in the full game. I do think the Magic probably win the first two quarters, but I think the Cleveland Cavaliers will stick around in that game tonight. Second game of the evening, and the only other game of the evening, is the Clippers and the Mavericks. And you know, Luka always seems to answer the call, doesn't he? He acknowledged that he kind of let Kyrie Irving down in game four, which I appreciate, right? Like Luka and Kyrie, I didn't think that was gonna work. I didn't think that was a great pairing, right? Because you have Luka, who was just used to being the man in Dallas, and Kyrie, for me, the jury was still out if he was kind of an obstruction to these locker rooms, right? But, you know, Moses, that's a good point about Jared Allen, the news for the Cavs, but I do think that's even better for Donovan Mitchell and his point prop, right? And you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers have been used to missing some of their guys all season, and they've still stayed near the top of the Eastern Conference. So sometimes, you know, that can rally a team, that's for sure. But I agree with you. Jared Allen, you know, we'll see tonight, but, you know, hopefully they get him in there. That'd be better for the Cavs. Anyway, back to the Mavs and the Clippers, just responding to some live comments from the audience watching the show, which I really appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll probably be out of here in 5-10 minutes. As I said, keeping these shows short, getting right to the point, free picks coming right at you. Anyway, the pairing of Kyrie and Luka, much better than I expected. You know, Kyrie Irving in general, I mean, I just thought he was sort of a nut job. You know, the guy likes, or the guy thinks that the earth is flat, or at least he said that one time. Now, I think he's kind of backed off that statement since. But, you know, there's just no denying that Kyrie Irving, especially for his size, is one of the most talented NBA players that we've ever seen. I mean, his dribbling, his shot making, nobody can steal the ball from him. He can take it to the rim and get a shot almost every time, despite his size, right? He's very much like a Steph Curry, Allen Iverson type of player. And the pairing of him and Luka has been sensational. Now, Luka, what, 35 points in game five, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Now I think the attention is going to shift back to Luka for that Clippers defense, which it's hard to guard Kyrie and Luka, right? But I think the attention switches back to Luka at home, and we see Kyrie Irving having a bigger game tonight. His prop is around 24.5 or 25.5. I would look for the better odds in that. I think he's going to go over both of those lines, and we see a really nice performance from Kyrie. Uncle Drew entering the call tonight in Dallas at home. Now, as far as the spread goes, I think this is a really good moment for us to step back and to consider who the Cavaliers, not the Cavaliers, who the Clippers really are, right? It's tough to do. It's tough to do at this point in the season, in the postseason, especially where we just saw the Clippers put down 93 points at home against the Mavericks in a loss. Like, not a good look for the Clippers, right? A tough team to trust. And of course, Kawhi Leonard is not going to be in the game tonight again. But, you know, these Clippers are used to playing without Kawhi. They've had inconsistencies all season, and they've still been the number four rated offense among all NBA teams, right? We're talking Boston, OKC, you know, Indiana, all these high octane offenses, the Phoenix Suns, and the Clippers were still fourth overall. Okay. So the first quarter, the total is at 50. I think that's way too low for this game. I think the Clippers are going to come out in attack mode. Dallas is going to be comfortable at home, so I think they score as well. I think we can count on the Clippers staying in this game. I mean, when we take a step back and look at this team, and there's certainly an argument to be made that when you stack these rosters full of star talent, that does not mean that they're going to succeed, right? Like, we see that all the time, all right? It's not automatic that these rosters are going to succeed just because they have talent. But Ty Lue is an elite coach. I think most of NBA fans and bettors and pundits would agree with that. He knows how to motivate his guys. After they had a terrible game three, they answered in game four. Paul George also answered in game four, 7 points in game three, 33 points in game four. I think Paul George has a big night tonight too. He's coming off of a night where he shot 4 for 13 from the field. Not a good shooting night for Paul George in game five. So expect him and his point prop to probably go over. But plus eight, man, 8 points to the Clippers for how talented they still are and for how well coached they still are. I know they're very inconsistent. You know, like, if Ty Lue is such a good coach, why are they so inconsistent? I think that's just because of all the star power on this team. I think it's really tough to, you know, gather a team of that amount of talent with maybe a little lack of leadership on the court, right? Paul George kind of quiet, Kawhi Leonard kind of quiet. Russell Westbrook is with the second unit, and we all know at this point that he's not a great shooter, right? So it's not like the guys are following him all the time. So the Clippers are just kind of a mess as far as their roster composition goes, but they still have a ton of talent. And Ty Lue, I believe, is still a good coach. And they answer the call after they get embarrassed, usually. So 8 points is a ton of points for a Clippers team where at certain points in the season, we were like, wait a minute, are the Clippers like a championship contender? I think we might want to think about them as a championship contender because that's how good they looked. Again, a top four offense this season in the NBA, only scored 93 points last time, allowed 123 to the Mavs. I kind of like the Clippers to really hang around early in this one, at least. Still like the plus eight, and I like over 50.5 in the first quarter of that game. I think the Clippers come out firing and aggressive. I mean, if they come out tired and lazy and like half present, I don't know what to tell you, right? Like, we make these bets based off of the psychology of what should happen for professional athletes who want to win a championship, right? And sometimes you can't count on that. But if there's any game where it's going to happen, it's after a pitiful 30-point loss, 93-point game, and facing elimination, right? The Clippers, I think, are going to come out very aggressive in this one. And thank you, Moses, reporting for us in the show that Jared Allen is present at shoot-around. Great to hear. You know, the Cavs are going to probably need him tonight in those bigs in the front court. Anyway, like the Clippers tonight at plus eight. Kind of like the Cavs to upset the Magic. Let's see if I come around and take that as a money line play. Look for my picks on that later today. Like I said, I like the Cavs and Magic over. I like the Clippers and Mavs over in the first quarter. I like Donovan Mitchell to score. I like Paul George to score. Look for more of my free plays at sportswagers.live. later today and right here on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, we just moved. Moving is really stressful, as you know, right? Like, you think that it's not that much, and then you come to the new house and there's boxes everywhere. There's so much shit to unpack. It's been stressful, but I am very happy to report that we are very happy. The Farleys are in our new home. You can expect more shows and a more present Farley Bets from here forward as some of this change stops at least a little bit, or at least pauses for us. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week on the BetUS NBA show on Tuesday and Wednesday talking these NBA playoffs. I'll probably do a few shows/podcasts next week as well. and let's hit some of these free picks tonight. Let's win in the NBA. Hope you win some damn money. Farley Bets. We're out of here, everybody. Thank you for watching and listening. See you next time.